All right, it is 7:40. It's cold out there this morning, a little light snow, too. Slippery road conditions reported in some parts of southeast Michigan, so be careful as you make your way out. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. We're very pleased to have online with us this morning U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. Senator Stabenow, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Well, good morning, Paul. It's great to be back with you.
Well, we got a lot to talk about. We want to talk about the Bring Jobs Home Act, but first and foremost, obviously, the news that's breaking out of the White House, the possibility of closer ties than we thought between the White House and Russia, allegations that Trump administration officials perhaps had contact with Russian officials well before the election. Is there going to be an investigation in the Senate in this?
Paul, there is, because, first of all, this goes way beyond an election. I mean, this is about what Russia has been doing, not only in the United States, the greatest democracy in the world, but they've done this in Europe. They've done this in other places to try to destabilize other countries and their governments. And so there's a lot of concern. There's bipartisan efforts going on in what's called the Intelligence Committee and as well as other efforts going on. And I think it's important that that evidence be made public so people can see it as the process goes along. But it's very, very concerning. And there's a lot there to look at.
You mentioned a bipartisan investigation. And I think that's important to note because this goes beyond just being a political issue, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, it's tied up in the election, and they clearly weighed in favor of the president. I think they started out trying to just create havoc and chaos and destabilize things, and then saw that it was working, and then weighed in even more heavily. And there's a lot of communications, timing on communications. Just there's a lot there to look at, but it's not about who won the election. It's about the fact that another country that is not our friend, I mean, no matter what is said out of the White House right now, they are not an ally of the United States. We certainly work with them where we can on issues like fighting ISIS. But this is an entirely different type of government run by a former KGB agent. And they have, you know, their goal is to destabilize the United States and the world. And when you look at what Putin would like to do in putting together, reassembling the Soviet Union, this is a very dangerous thing. So this has got to be done thoughtfully, credibly. It is. And I think we have to follow the evidence where it goes.
Be interesting to see how it all plays out. We've already had one resignation this week. Do you expect more resignations in the wake of these investigations?
We'll have to see. I mean, I think we know that the White House knew for at least 3 weeks what General Flynn had done and that what he had said publicly, and the vice president and others had said publicly, was not true. So they were telling the public there was no conversation back in December about Russian sanctions. In fact, there's tape and it's very clear, and they knew for about 3 weeks. So it's hard to know. I mean, was he operating totally on his own? Very hard for me to believe that. I mean, the members of the Senate looking at this, I have a hard time believing that. So was he a rogue or is he a scapegoat right now? And I think that needs to be reviewed, because the bigger question for us is what Russia is doing going forward. And when we have to, in a new world that we have now, tackle cybersecurity and what comes in, not just destabilizing the political system, but whether it's our electric grid or airlines, or I mean, there's a lot of ways to disrupt. And this is something that we need to take seriously, and we need to get to the bottom of it.
We'll certainly be following it. We're talking with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. We're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about bringing jobs home, the Bring Jobs Home Act. This is something that both parties ran their campaigns on, the need for more jobs here in the U.S. And, of course, the Trump campaign was big on bringing jobs back to the U.S. from overseas. Tell us a little bit more about the Bring Jobs Home Act.
Well, Paul, as you know, I mean, my focus is on jobs. I always say we don't have a middle class or an economy unless we make things and grow things. And that's what is done certainly in some and Port Huron area and all around Michigan. We make things and grow things. And for several years now, there's a loophole I've been trying to close that would take away the incentive to leave our country with jobs. And this is a bill that I'm hopeful now, because of what the president said when he ran, that he will actively support it and reach out to his Republican caucus to support it as well. Bottom line is, the law allows right now for a company to move. All the cost of packing up and making the move and so on, they can write off their taxes, which means the workers packing up the business, the community losing the jobs, the taxpayers pay for a move overseas. It makes no sense. From my perspective, that should not be there. We should say, if you want to leave the country and take the jobs, you're on your own. But if you want to come back, that you should be able to write off all those costs of bringing jobs back to the country, and we'll add another 20% tax credit on top of that. So it's real simple. You want to leave, American taxpayers are not going to pay any of the costs of your leaving the country and taking our jobs.
Well, and you're right. It's simple. It's a simple way to try and get companies to reinvest in this country.
It really is. And I mean, there's other things, certainly. I mean, we have larger tax reform that needs to happen. We have trade policy. You know, I'm someone who has not supported the large negotiations last year with TPP. I came out early against that. And from my perspective, we have to have fair trade. So there's a lot of different pieces to this, but it seems like we could start with something that I consider to be a no-brainer, which is, if a company is going to take their jobs overseas, American taxpayers shouldn't pay for it.
You got to start somewhere, right?
You got to start somewhere. And you think about somebody who's losing their job, may even have to train the people that are going to be taking their job somewhere else, and then they pay for it. I mean, that's ridiculous. So let's start here, pass Bring Jobs Home Act.
All right, good stuff. Senator, we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Take care.
My pleasure.
All
Take
right.
care.
Bye now.